Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also get us on your smart speaker. Just ask them, play WILK News Radio, and you'll listen to us live. Also, find us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. How's everyone doing? It is 3:09 here, 43 degrees on this Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. Yes, there was snow on my deck, on my roof, on the cars this morning. The missus is not happy. I heard about it. She goes, I heard you yesterday when you said that if there was snow, we'd be out of here. I'm tempted. Me too, honey. And anyone else, it's flurrying out there now when I was coming in today. Not a lot, just some flurries coming down, but 43 degrees upper atmosphere stuff. You know, the upper atmosphere, where that rocket went, not really space. Oh, we got lots to talk about today. I see our Senator, Dave McCormick, is on with Fox News right now, speaking to them as the former trade representative. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow. I just confirmed with his people that we're going to have him on to talk about a lot of things. His bill. That he, it's not a bill yet, his resolution to institute term limits, as well as the attacks on the governor and a bunch of other stuff, including trade and tariffs and everything like that. But he is on Fox News right now, so it'll be good to have him on tomorrow. I believe he's going to be on about 4:30. So couldn't get him at the top of the hour, but we'll take what we can get. Lots to talk about today. Listen, we were talking about this attack on our governor, Governor Shapiro, and he is our governor. I don't agree with him a lot politically. He has misled us as far as school vouchers and money following the children when it comes to education. But that's a political discussion. That is for us to debate. That's for us to talk about. That's for us to tell him that is he going to uphold his promises. That's not to endanger him or endanger his family. And I said that. As of yesterday, looking at this subject's, the suspect's social media profile, his platform, past arrests, and everything I could not find anything where he would target the governor's faith, being Jewish, having celebrated Passover just a few hours prior to this attack. And there's still nothing there on social media, but he has made statements to that. So the Pennsylvania State Police, and it's being reported now in their affidavits and their search warrant affidavits, that it was indeed because of the governor's faith, one of the reasons, and for his overall demeanor towards Palestine. He is also a self-declared socialist, as he's a registered socialist, who idolizes people like Che Rivera. So so much for that he criticized Democrats and Republicans. This is an anarchist. This is a socialist who did not like the governor because of his Jewish faith, according to warrants by the Pennsylvania State Police. He also perceived slights to the people of Palestine from the governor, and that's why he targeted him. The suspect arsonist who allegedly tried to kill Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro decided to firebomb his official residence because of what he wants to do with Palestinian people, according to a search warrant signed by the Pennsylvania State Police. Investigators obtained several warrants as part of the investigation into the early Sunday morning arson attack, including the suspect Cody Bomber's storage unit, electronic devices, parents' home, where he told the Dauphin County judge he had recently been living. Bomber 38 targeted Shapiro based on perceived injustices to the people of Palestine, one of the warrants said. So this is a new dynamic here. Cody Bomber, the man accused of setting fire to the Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's residence, allegedly told 911 operators he targeted the governor in part because of his views on the war in Gaza, according to a search warrant obtained by local media, Penn Live to be exact. The warrant said Bomber called 911 early Sunday morning after the fire at the governor's residence and said Shapiro needs to know he will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do with the Palestinian people, according to the report. According to Penn Live report, Bomber also told 911 operator Shapiro needed to stop having my friends killed and that our people have been put through too much by that monster, the warrant said. The warrant notes Bomber's intonation and cadence sounded like his was possibly reading from a script. He was possibly reading from a script, according to people familiar with the documents. The district attorney of Dauphin County said the search warrant connected to Sunday's arson attack on the governor's residence was a possible hate crime. I think they're a little past possible now, but again, this suspect is innocent to proven guilty. They are careful to categorize these confessions, because that's what they are, as perceived. He perceived the governor's. But no doubt we'll add a little more to this. But up until yesterday, up until this documentation came out, there was no pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish posts on any social media that I could find. And again, that was just the public platform from the suspect. But usually someone who festers that hate is very vocal about it, but had no problem stating that, had no problem calling 911 and basically giving that as a motive. And they'll find through evidence, through forensic evidence, exactly where that call was made from. They will get voice recognition to match the caller on the phone to the individual, plus his own statements. But this does add a different dynamic, and it goes into, here is an individual who obviously didn't like a lot of people. He had anti-Trump posts on his social media. He had anti-Biden Trump statements, anti-Democrats, anti-Republican. Stated on a couple of occasions that he was a registered socialist. Obviously has a lot of personal issues that he's worked through, his home being taken, foreclosed in a sheriff's sale, the prior arrests that this individual has had, some for forgery, is some of the ones that I've seen. His mother was apparently allegedly calling different law enforcement agencies saying that her son was off his medication. Well, what type of medication? What type of services? Obviously, if he was getting this kind of treatment, he was on some sort of social services. He was getting help from somewhere. He's getting his medication from somewhere. So much so that his mother was concerned that he was not taking his medication. So this is all going to have to come out and be evaluated by courts, by doctors, to see where this individual is at. The fact that he did use a hammer, did possess a hammer, is very similar to the attack on Nancy Pelosi's husband. Was there any sort of idea sparked in him from watching that attack? Here's someone who simply said that he was going to wait in Nancy Pelosi's home till she came home and attack her with a hammer for the things she's done. Here's an individual who said pretty much the identical thing. When he was asked what would happen if he was confronted by the governor, he says, well, I was going to beat him with my hammer. So these aren't little things when you look at the entire specter of things going on. When you look at the attacks on Supreme Court justices, when you look at the attacks, some almost very close to being successful against the then candidate Trump, now President Trump, with the people being arrested for similar threats. It's not unusual for people to be arrested for threatening officials or presidents. But the fact that this is happening so much widely and we're getting more of it now is troubling. And it's not just one side or the other. It's both sides. But we've seen time and time again here where...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
It's being justified more by one side. We've seen that with this healthcare CEO, where they're basically celebrating this executioner, this cold-blooded killer, simply because they really don't like the target that he had. So they will justify, call him morally sound and handsome and smart. That's talk that cannot be tolerated by anyone. And we are seeing that more on the other side of the aisle, on the left. We've seen it with the media making excuse for it. We've seen it with this college stabbing, which has nothing to do with politics, or it shouldn't, where this individual who happened to be black stabbed this football track player who happened to be white. Race at this time really has nothing to do with it except who they are. But when a bail, someone who's – it's not – let me explain something as a homicide detective to a lot of people. It's not easy to stab someone in the heart. It is not, I mean, it is physically a hard thing to do. Not just mentally, but to physically thrust a knife through the chest cavity into a heart is not an easy task. You know, and I'm not going to get all in depth into things, but it takes a lot of momentum. It takes a lot of drive to place a knife through a chest cavity into the heart. So there was a little more there than just a simple dispute that went wrong. And then you add in that this individual was charged with having a knife in school a few weeks prior or a few days prior to this incident. So they were already aware of that. He was cut in class, allegedly. He and his legal team, which it's their job to do, has his bail reduced from $1 million down to $250,000 because they cannot afford, because of financial reasons, and then they find out he's living in a $900,000 house. So he was able to post bail when it was dropped down to $250,000. These are just the things, and we've seen this in law enforcement. We've seen this coddling of criminals, this judicial revolving door. We're seeing it with, now we're actually seeing arrests when it comes to the Tesla vandalisms, where you have individuals attacking a group, Tesla owners, who 80% agree with their points of view. They're eco-friendly. They are predominantly Democrat. They are all about the environment. They are left-leaning. They happen to buy Teslas. They happen to have them for several years, a lot of them. And their cars, they're afraid for their cars. I personally know three people who are leaving their Teslas in their garage. They are all left-leaning, but they're afraid that their cars are going to get vandalism. So who and at what point are you doing this? Do you really think you're affecting the most richest man in the world by attacking a Democrat who has a Tesla in some small town in USA? You're not, but people are working with emotion here. They're dealing with it. They're triggering on those things. They're triggering on fear, which is common in politics. We see it time and time again. Listen, how many times has the abortion issue become up because it's emotionally involved? People get charged up over it. They get they involve themselves. They get all Social Security, same thing. Medicare, same thing. And we're seeing that now. Until someone takes this literally, until someone, and we talked and touched on it yesterday, till someone says, you're not going to take my elderly mother who cared for me my entire life, Social Security and Medicare. She's sick. She has to decide between medicine and her food sometimes. I see this day in and day out. I'm going to go after you, and I'm going to confront somebody who's going to take that away. They're going to believe this rhetoric that's out there instead of doing their research, instead of looking into it. We need to tone it down to say, hey, we believe that their end goal is to do something. They're not doing it now, but their end goal is to do something with this. That's an open and honest debate. By telling people, you need to call this congressman because he's taking your Medicaid. And you've got people on there who are actors saying, I'm this person, and I can't live if they take my Social Security and my Medicare because that's just not the right thing to do. Someone's going to believe that and act upon it. And we're seeing it. We just saw it with our own governor. But yet we'll run these crazy commercials across the nation, not just here, and we'll talk about these things, and we'll talk, and we're going to bring this story up too about this all of a sudden Maryland dad that's in El Salvador. That's the new media thing, the Maryland dad. How much can they just lie to you and lie to you? And they know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't care. They want to rile you up. They want you to do something because that brings attention to it. They want it. That's why they jump every time there's a tragedy, a school shooting. The first thing they're doing is jumping on things that have nothing to do with what have prepared that. We need to do something about assault rifles. Well, they used a handgun. How would that have done? Well, that's their talking point. They're going to use this tragedy to the best of their ability. Needs to stop. Needs to stop. But the change in the narrative today, the change in the facts, because it's in the affidavits, is it was indeed because of the governor's faith, religion, heritage, and his support for Israel that this individual is at least stating is why he did what he did. And it's something we need to look deeper into because there's a lot of this going on. You know, we have to take into consideration the dangers to our Senator Fetterman, who has been an advocate supporter of Israel. And that's just here in Pennsylvania, as well as anyone else. We see Jewish students being assaulted and harassed and prevented from going to class in these universities. This is the fight that's going on right now. And you have a large portion saying, well, it's Harvard's free speech to do these things. No, it's not. It's no one's free speech to prevent someone from going to the education that they paid for, to scare them away from making themselves a better person, a better American. There's nothing. There's nothing in free speech that says you could take over a building and chain yourself to it and write graffiti on the building and camp out in squares. There's nothing that says that. And we need to stop tolerating that nonsense. You want open and honest discourse. You want debate? Sure. We just saw with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman, in her town hall. They got exactly what they wanted. They wanted a show. And I blame her for having it because they were told this is what's going to happen. And the people who were there that wanted this, that wanted to be dragged out, probably didn't want to be tased. But hey, you want to push the envelope, you're gonna. But this is what they wanted. They wanted this show. They don't want to debate ideas. They don't want to debate differences. They don't want to talk about Social Security, Medicare, the deficit, nothing. They want to create havoc. And we've seen it. We've seen it since 2014, 2012. It's gotten worse. 2020, they were burning cities down. And now here we are again, and it's the start of it all over again. We need to do better. It's 325 here at WILK. We'll be back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.